Hey everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Cesternino, back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of April 14th, 2020, here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual factual news.
That's what the AF stands for here in News AF. And we're back here with our News AF team. Of course, we want to bring in a man who has brought joy to hundreds, if not thousands of people via cameo.com. The great Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
Whoop, whoop. I'm doing fantastic. Had a great week this week. And like all weeks, great. You know, just trying to keep our minds busy with things to do, right?
Yes.
Isn't that what we're doing? Or turn them off. One of the two. Those are the two routes you can go, is try to stimulate your mind or try to turn it off completely.
Yeah. Okay. And which are you leaning more towards?
I like hover in the middle, is the worst place to be, but it's still okay for me. I'm good at just being bored.
You're in the middle of this panel also.
Yeah, I am in the middle of this panel, but yes. I like to watch a lot of TV, and then I also like to go out and chew sunflower seeds and go for walks and stuff like that. I don't do anything as adventurous as Adventure Dan over here.
Yes, here he is. Dusty Dan, Danny Monday, the man of a thousand nicknames, Danny Bryson, how are you?
As of like a year ago, I had zero nicknames. Now I have two.
Vascular D.
You don't have two. You have Vascular D.
I try to forget those ones.
You have Danny Monday. You had Adventure Dan. You have Dusty.
Well, that's new. Dusty Dan, Adventure Dan, and Danny Monday are all relatively new. Earlier, I was known as Vascular D, and I wasn't a huge fan.
Really? But your brothers liked that one.
Well, of course. That's the kind of thing brothers would use against you.
Yeah. So. Against you? Why? Your vascularity?
Yeah. My great circulation.
Mm-hmm. How is
visual
that
to everyone.
Negative? How is that a slight?
You know what? Tyson, thank you for turning that frown upside down. Because you're right. I do have great circulation. It's just visible to everyone. Nurses love me.
Yeah. All right.
That's what I'm saying.
Danny, how's your week been?
What day is it? Oh, it's Tuesday?
Yeah, when is day F?
You know, it's winter has returned here.
Hey, could I stop for just a second here to say that this is pretty standard now for quarantine, is just to have kids trying to
screaming.
Break down your office door.
Yeah, we get that.
Yeah, you got to discipline.
Yeah, it used to not be, but now on every business call, if there's not a kid screaming in
it's
the
like,
background
okay
or a cat
over there,
jumping.
I don't hear any kids screaming.
Oh, I hear them.
Yeah.
And by the way,
screaming.
That's all the rage. Ever since that guy on the BBC had his kid come in during an important
interview. Yeah, it's cute. I locked the door, but it's funny. The second they realize I'm out of the room, they're like, this will not do.
Right. It's like people used to have offices and then somebody would have like a dog in the office. And now it's just like, now you're on a bunch of calls and then every call has like two or three screaming kids to sort of liven up the mood.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Yeah. So it's all okay. So we were just going to play through it, but I just wanted to bring that to light that's okay now. So I did not do anything unprofessional in this moment.
Oh, no, of course not.
So Danny, go on with your week and then I'll tell you guys about my week and then we'll wrap this thing up.
Oh, okay, man, you just took off Rob's in charge pants and put them on yourself.
We're going to go a little longer than that.
Oh, okay. My week has just started. So we're off to a bad start post spring break.
Why? You
because
had a spring break, Danny?
Well, yeah, we had. What was the point? They just didn't give us any teaching material.
So the teacher
for our
didn't
kids.
Have to send emails.
Yeah, send us anything. And then now they're back on to sending emails and videos and school's back on. And I'm like, dude, this just.
There's 17 different mediums to try and turn your homework in.
And the teacher's all stoked. She keeps amping up the amount of work because she's not the one having to deal with the kids. Yeah. So she's like, oh, dude, let's have them do this and this and this.
They're all going to be geniuses when they get back.
Yeah, whereas if she was teaching, she'd be stuck on, you know, like 3 weeks ago material still.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we screwed ourselves and forgot to have a spring break. I think we forgot to stop homeschooling last week.
Yeah,
we
I mean.
Did?
Yeah, I think so.
That's just you're just a good parent. Dude, you just go and charge you full speed ahead.
Of when spring break was supposed to be.
Our spring break actually happened, and then Monday quarantine day was the end of spring break for us. So we got a call Sunday night that was like, no kids in school. So we enjoyed our spring break like standard. So we got an extra week of quarantine on front.
Yeah, they really cut it close. They waited. Yeah. They waited till Sunday night to make the call.
Well, it was the preschool. Yeah, yeah. It was the preschool, and the preschool was just going to do what the public school system. They were waiting, and then they just were like, "We'll do what the public schools are doing."
Okay.
So yeah.
All right, Tyson. What else was going on at your house this week?
So I got a cameo a little while ago, and I did it for this family. It was for family, the Fink family in New Jersey. It was for their 15th wedding anniversary because they couldn't go to Miami for Passover like they usually do.
One of the most romantic gifts you could get for an anniversary.
A cameo from me?
Yes.
Or going to Miami?
No. Cameo from Tyson.
Yeah. And the kids, the husband, Dan, who bought it, he filmed everybody. His whole family, him and his wife and his three kids were watching. And his kids just went berserko, especially his son, Alex, who said, was screaming at the screen. And at one point, he just screams, "You're my favorite fucking player!" to me on the screen.
How old is the kid?
10.
Yeah.
And he kind of looks over like at his dad as his dad's filming, you know, and stuff. And it was just like a raw, pure moment of like excitement and joy.
Dad can't even be mad.
So, yeah. And the dad, they send us this video. They send me the video. Me and Rachel like watch it and laugh like all evening. We just keep rewatching it and sending it to friends and stuff. And then finally, I message him back. I'm like, "Dude, that reaction video from the cameo I made was so hilarious. Thank you so much for sending that. That really made our day." And he goes, and so the kid sends a video back to me and is just like, "Hey, Tyson," and you can tell he's kind of nervous, but he's like, "Thank you so much for everything. And I love the video. I love that you love it, etc. Would you go live with me on Instagram one day?" I was like, "Sure."
Yeah.
So yesterday I went live with him and it was a lot of fun. He was super excited to talk to me, and his sister and other brother were on there as well. And they just chatted with me about Survivor for like, I don't know, 20 minutes, half an hour. Yeah. So it was fun.
Did the 10-year-old curse as much on your Instagram live?
No, not at all. He was very professional, kind of like me, you know, like turn the camera off and I just am like unfiltered, uncensored, raw. And then put me a camera in front of me and I ship shape right up.
That's funny, because if that would be like that kid's thing of like, "Okay, I'm going to go live with the cursing 10-year-old to talk about Survivor."
Yeah, that could be his thing. And I have always said that if you had like a 2-year-old kid who could drop all the bombs like a pro, it'd be an actor for sure. You could put him in any movie, any rated R movie. Would love to have a 2 or 3-year-old kid dropping F-bombs like it was natural.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So
it doesn't seem forced.
So it doesn't seem forced. Yeah, that's the problem when you have kids cursing on video when they're young, is it usually seems forced or is weird. But if you can get someone trained up so that that's just their vocab, then they would be an asset.
I'm going to put it into my kid's schedule right now. 30 minutes of cursing every morning.
Yeah, and Tyson, this is important to you because that you didn't curse at a young age. And then it wasn't until you met Danny that you learned how to use curse words in the appropriate ways, right?
Therapeutic ways.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly. Therapeutic ways. Well, Danny said, "They're just words. Why do they matter?" And I was like, "Huh, I never thought of it like that before." And he said, and then I said, he was trying to go to church one day. I was like, "Why are you going to church? They're just going to tell you the same thing they told you last week." And he's like, "Oh, that's a good point too." So he stopped going to church. I started swearing and we both became better for it.
Yeah. And that's
right, Danny.
Yeah,
is that something I can share, or is your brother's going to tattletale on you that you didn't go to church that much?
Yeah,
they don't. You know, swearing is just, I don't want my kids to do it.
Yeah.
Well,
I keep
okay.
a secret from my kids.
I guess the way that I would say it to my kids is, you can sound like an idiot, and a lot of people do. And if you do sound like an idiot, just don't. It's like anything else, like playing baseball or whatever. If you're not good at it, just quit.
Yeah, but I'm
so
awesome.
Many good life lessons coming
I'm
out
awesome
of me right
at
now.
It, though. Like, do you think I'm better at it than you are?
You can't determine. You're not qualified to say whether or not you are good at cursing. That's up to other people to decide.
Okay. Well, do you think I'm good at cursing, Danny?
I haven't heard you curse in a long time, although you do slip in the F word quite comfortably on this podcast from time to time. And that's a good sign is that it doesn't...
And it brings joy to people, usually, I would say.
Well, and it's not... It doesn't seem like a shock to hear it. So, obviously, you're delivering it with some... I don't know, like...
Panache?
Yeah, sure, whatever. I don't know what that means. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's not awkward. There's not that weird pause. Like, am I about to say this for reals? And then you say it.
Yeah.
So,
I've already committed before I even get into it.
What's funny is that my bolt hole story is regarding cursing.
Oh,
so
a tease.
This is very appropriate. Yeah.
Ooh, this is going to be really funny.
Okay. All right. So we'll have to wait for that later on in the show. But let's talk a little bit about a Indiana man who had been waiting for his government stimulus to come in, that he was scheduled to receive $1,700. I believe that that's you get the $1,200. I think if you have a kid also, then you can get another $500. I think that's how it works.
That's
so
right.
His name is Charles Calvin. He's a volunteer firefighter. Looks a little bit like a younger Keith Nail. And he went to go check.
And Keith Nail's also a firefighter.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's got that look. And so he went to go check his bank account. And lo and behold, he found that he had been transferred $8 million.
That's freaking awesome.
Yeah.
That is so awesome, dude.
I mean, these stories that pop up every now and then when the bank makes a mistake, they always end in the worst way possible.
Do you think it was the bank, or do you think this was the government?
Well, whoever. What I'm saying is that I feel like when the government or the bank makes a mistake like this, the person should be able to keep the money. Just it's such a good feel-good story.
I can tell you immediately, if I had gotten $8 million in my account, the second I could figure out a way to extract it or transfer it somewhere else and get it out of there, I would be gone in a
heartbeat. Let me tell you about this department called the IRS. They are relentless, and they will send you so many letters from so many different departments and make it as difficult as possible to resolve the issue, that your life would be a living hell, not worth $8 million.
Even if I moved to Canada? That's what I'm saying. I would leave the country.
You'd have to go somewhere without extradition. So I don't know if Canada would be the place.
Panama.
Maybe Switzerland. I think maybe they don't extradite. But what I'm saying is not worth it. But I feel like we should allow. I mean, $8 million, the government spends that much on like hot air balloon research. And it's like, just let the guy have it. Let us all have this feel-good story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this guy just won the jackpot. Lucky him.
Yeah, exactly.
He went to the ATM. He saw that there was $8 million extra dollars in his account. But then days later, the money was gone from his account as quickly as it appeared.
With no explanation.
Did he take a screenshot so at least he could impress
the
babes?
He has the ATM receipt.
That would be awesome. So cool.
Even just have that receipt
dollars.
Is something, right?
Yeah.
Get it.
Imagine what you could do
wall.
With that, because you could go in and be like, hey guys, yeah, I would like to do business with you. Here's the receipt, my ATM receipt from last week.
He did.
And they'd be like, oh, cool.
I love how it's an ATM receipt. Yeah. That seems a little trashy.
He did get his $1,700 stimulus, so he was $1,700 richer.
So they left that in there.
They left that. They didn't take that away.
Here's the thing. If you accidentally gave the IRS $8 million, getting it back would be much more difficult than what's happened here.
Yeah. He said, it kind of sucks. You go from being a millionaire one second and then back to being broke again. But hey, once you're poor, you don't have anywhere else to go but up.
I like this guy.
That
I really
is
do
true.
Think I think he deserves the $8 million. We should start a one of those petitions, Tyson. How many do we have to reach to make a law? Get this guy's $8 million.
I think 5,000, 8,000, something like
that. Yeah, let's get him that $8 million.
Yeah. I mean, that would be exciting. Should they, you know, sort of like add a little like juice to the stimulus of like, and one lucky person is going to get $1 million. So check your bank, make sure you
not one lucky person. It has to be like 1% or something like bigger than that. Like
that's
you have a 1 in 100 chance.
Yeah.
Yeah. But here's the deal. we're all going to be paying up the nose for this stimulus in 2 years' time
exactly.
when taxes are quadrupled.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all like super stoked on it right now. And then next year when they are like, hey, guess what? We have to hike taxes up another 92%. We'll be like, oh my, what just happened? And they're like, stimulus, bro. And you're like, yeah, but you gave most of that to people. To
the airlines. You gave that to
the airlines.
You gave that to United. Are you serious?
Yeah,
exactly. To
United. I didn't get a vote on that.
Of all airlines, you gave it to United and American.
They were making $2 billion a year from checked baggage, and you gave them a bailout. I don't know if they've actually received one, so
it's garbage, but they probably did.
They probably will.
So
I'm with Tyson on that. It's like you're borrowing from yourself. Yeah.
Tyson, yeah. I read that so the taxpayers are now going to be owning a small percentage of the airlines. How does it make you feel to know that as a taxpayer, you own some stake in some of your least favorite airlines?
Oh, so now instead of when a cop pulls you over, you're like, technically, you work for me.
I pay your salary.
Your salary. Now you can say that to airline employees as well.
I'll take another bag of peanuts. And which is like, yes, I'm sorry, you've
thank you
had
very
your
much.
Bag.
Since I'm your boss in a way. Very good. Yes. I will definitely be using that. I haven't used that cop line ever, and I need to start using that because that's really infuriating.
I would advise against
them, right?
it, I think.
Also, I don't want to own any shares in Spirit Airlines or Alliance or Allegiant or whatever.
You own it.
Sorry, bud. You didn't have a choice.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's it, my man.
All right. Speaking of airplanes, there was a 64-year-old who was flying in a fighter jet, a 64-year-old Frenchman who was experiencing so much stress flying the fighter jet that he accidentally hit the ejector button in a panic and ejected himself from the jet.
Awesome. Did he have like a
he wasn't flying it
thing?
Right, he was a passenger, correct?
Hold on, Danny, I didn't know you were gonna quiz me on the stories. So,
he had been surprised by his firm,
yes.
who had organized a joyride in a Dassault Rafale B jet. Okay. They should have covered that. I guess they probably couldn't have like covered it with like some tape or whatever, so he couldn't push it.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been liability.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Man, that's a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, out of all the mistakes you could make in a vehicle, hitting the ejector button while the plane is still perfectly capable of flying seems like right there at the top of the list.
So, Danny, that he was panicking and then he just started hitting buttons even though he was the passenger?
Yeah, they shouldn't have had all of these buttons accessible. Yeah. That's what I don't get.
Mm. Only the eject button for him himself should be the only one that's accessible just in case there's an emergency up front with the pilot, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you just need to be like, look, if you hit this button, you are getting shot up into space and then coming down. And that's not going to be any better than flying around.
So this pilot was pretty awesome because it says the pilot was not ejected and managed to land the plane safely despite suffering some minor facial injuries during the ordeal. That's pretty impressive to have that noise because it's an explosion, right?
Yeah. I mean, the wind was probably
the
just
wind,
like,
the commotion, and still you're a baller. You managed to land the fighter plane. Also, what are these people doing out on corporate joyrides and jets during quarantine?
Yeah.
Making money, bro.
Is that what's going on? Is that what they're doing?
Oh,
with
dude, if I had a fighter,
right,
if I had a fighter jet over here, yeah, everybody's doing everything. Do you know how many?
Wish I had a fighter jet.
Do you know how many messages I've gotten from people that are just like, "So hey, can you look at my Survivor video and tell me how to get on?" Like 1,000 easily, and it's just like everybody has time to pursue their dream, and this guy's dream was to ride in a fighter jet, and
nightmare,
So he's like, now's the time. I have the time. I have the stimulus money because I heard the French people are also getting the stimulus package from the U.S. because that's going to cost us more money in the long run. And so he's just like, I may as well spend that money on a fighter jet ride.
Yeah.
870 miles an hour is the top speed of this jet. I'm not saying that's how fast it was going. But
don't get me wrong. It's a great time to pursue your dreams because we all have time right now.
Oh, here's another interesting tidbit. And thanks to the watch he was wearing, meaning the man who ejected, investigators noticed that his heart rate was in full tachycardia.
What does
before
that mean?
The flight. I don't know. Look that up. Mm-hmm. It sounds bad.
With yeah, recorded it does heart sound bad.
Danny, with a, yeah. Would you have hit the ejector button on some of your harrowing helicopter adventures that you went through last year?
Could you imagine that? Just right up into the rotor.
it
turns
sort of
you
like,
into ground
like
beef.
Sideways ejector seat.
Or shoot you under,
or
I guess.
Yeah. Like,
but what if you're almost hitting the ground and it shoots you under, so it just like speeds your face up mm-hmm. into like crunch and into the ground?
After our engine fail, or our instrument failure, I was a little bit nervous, you know, flying over those waters in Alaska.
Certainly. Yeah.
Dude,
nowhere to land.
This
but
is,
the ejection seat's not an option.
Yes, it is. This is what you do. You get engineers to design it so that it's timed so it shoots you between the propellers.
Oh my gosh. Like the machine guns in World War II
yeah.
or One.
Yeah.
Right through the propellers.
Yes.
That's pretty fast. That's going to be an unbelievable rocket. Why not out
but
the side?
Awesome, right?
Why not out the side? Like just like a pretty fast shot, boom. I mean, your neck snaps probably mm-hmm. as you go that way. Maybe
true.
Like two walls
like a,
come up.
Yeah.
Huh. So yeah, I'll get to work on that. The helicopter ejection. You know what would happen? Have to happen is the rotor would have to like pop off.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Then you come out.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. It could kick the rotor back.
Can you just dive out the side? Then, do you even need an ejector seat?
You know how you? I always think about that. I'm like, what if we were flying over the water? And I was like, yeah. Dude, I'm out of here. Well, okay, that might, I don't know if that's a good idea.
Would
it
you get
probably
sucked
isn't.
Up into the rotor, though?
Yeah, would I get the thing on the back, the tail rotor, you know, comes
no,
around?
No, you wouldn't. From jumping? No, people jump out of those all the time. You'd be okay. fine.
Yeah, but they just don't jump out down. As they're falling. They jump out as they're flying straight or climbing or hovering. Mm. So.
Yeah, because I guess you're not going to reach terminal velocity probably because there's
good
no vacuum
question.
Effect there.
And I'm not Vin Diesel, dude. Vin Diesel, I can't just like jump out of a helicopter
yeah,
and survive.
That's true.
Yeah.
I think we may as well test it though somehow. Don't you know somebody with a helicopter, Danny?
All I know is that we still haven't tested the grappling hook due to the quarantine.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
let's do that one first.
Yeah.
No, things just got
item?
Crazy.
Yeah.
No, it's
yeah,
essential.
Is
but
it?
Dude, have you never seen a grappling hook used in a movie? They're always essential.
At the time, at they the definitely time. Are.
So what I yeah. will, we are going to do it though. And
once this lifts,
this is going to be in conjunction with Nature with Tyson and Mediocre Amateur presented by RHAP Universe.
All right. There's another phenomenon that seems to have started here during this time of quarantine and the coronavirus. We're having incidents of fully naked people emerging. And it seems, I don't know if maybe the naked people were out there and we didn't notice them because they were sort of obfuscated by people
yeah.
in clothes. But
swallowed up by the crowds.
Yeah, the naked people are getting a lot of attention, like this woman who, speaking of air travel, was trying to book a flight at the New Orleans airport fully naked, Danny.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking at the picture.
Yeah.
I guess drugs were involved.
Oh, wait, there's pictures? Send those pictures, Danny.
No, the mugshot.
No, mugshot.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, drugs are involved. Let me just scan this quickly.
So no clothes whatsoever.
Spirit Airlines, by
yeah.
the way. That's what she, no surprise there. No surprise.
She does seem like a free spirit. So maybe that's what she was going for.
I don't see any mention of drug or alcohol abuse, but that could come later yeah. in an update.
She was 27, went to the Spirit Airlines counter, wanted to buy a ticket. Tyson, I don't know if she had a purse or she was sort of like, hey, I left my wallet.
Like a meat
home.
Purse?
Yeah.
Like some type of
no,
meat
no,
purse?
No.
Or
no,
the
no.
prison purse?
No. I don't know if she had her, where she had her her possessions.
You know, the hands. Hands were the original purse, so that's mm-hmm. probably where they were.
Maybe. She had a phone? Did she have Apple Pay?
Yeah, that would have been convenient.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, is there a law there at the airport? Is there any sort of like no shirt, no shoes, no service?
I would guess. 27, though. 27 is a good age to be naked in public before gravity's wreaked its havoc. Like,
yeah.
So, I mean, that's smart. If you're going to do one naked
yeah,
thing, do
true.
It in your 20s. Get it out of the way.
Is that I mean, yeah, but you do look better, but also when you get older, like you just stop caring and then mm-hmm. you're just like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
And it seems like it's probably, yeah, I can see benefits to being naked at any stage in life.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So, well, I'm talking about the benefits of the people around you.
The people around you, definitely, yeah. The younger me would be probably better, but
yeah,
the
everyone older would me, prefer to see young Tyson, young.
Yeah, but then
Tyson.
You get one person who's like, "Hey, your left buttock was shaped stupid," and then like the whole rest of your life, you're just like, "Ah, I didn't even realize that I had a stupid left buttock. I can't even go on with existing." Whereas the old me, they're like, "Your left buttock is misshapen,"
and you're like, "Oh, I'm glad that's probably the only thing that's misshapen."
Yeah, wow, that's it. Okay, cool. So, yeah, I think that's it. It is a faster check-in time, though, to go through all security naked.
Yeah, it's like, hey, I'm already naked. I'm ready to go right through this. Can I skip the metal detector?
And they're like, actually, you've been flagged for a lot of searches. So I don't know if I think it gets you through some faster, but it definitely does take longer time.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And it does. Yeah, people would keep their distance, I think. It's interesting that she got that far, though. I really feel
how'd she get
all
to the airport?
Dude, nobody's going to tackle a naked person.
You're not going to tackle him, but you're definitely an arresting officer with a blanket is definitely going to show up at some point.
Okay, but so. at first, the first officer who sees them, maybe it's just a security officer, no gun, no taser, right?
So what happened was that the deputy was called, then this woman was given a dress, but I'm not sure how tall this woman was. But the problem was the dress was too short to cover her nether region. So it was,
that's even worse than being naked.
Like,
that's even worse. It's like showing up with just socks on.
I got a similar, and I can tell you exactly how she would have felt in this moment.
Yeah.
When I was in the Philippines as a missionary, I broke my ankle and had to get surgery there. And they gave me a gown, a hospital gown, but it was a Filipino-sized hospital gown, and the bottom of it just went to my waist. So my junk and everything was not covered at all. And I was like, can I wear underwear or shorts with this gown? And they were like, no, only gown is because it's sanitary. Everything else has to go. And I was like, but my junk and my ass is just hanging out. And they're like, well, that's the way it has to be. And I was like, well, if that's the way it has to be. So it was just like a bottomless party where it was just like me wearing a t-shirt and nothing.
It was worse.
It's like the worst.
You put your genitals on display. They're in the front window.
Mm-hmm.
Less to distract the viewer. It's like draws the eyes right to that area.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
they didn't do her any favors.
Yeah. But I still think she got way too far. If she's getting to the ticket thing, unless she's stripping down at the airport somewhere and stashing her clothes.
Possible. She also seems like she was a little bit of a salty customer
sweaty. Like,
no, she was arrested and then she was charged with obscenity, resisting arrest, battery of a police officer, simple battery, and remaining in a place after being forbidden. I'm not sure if exactly how that charge works.
Let me tell you how it goes. Get out of here. No. Get out of here.
Yes.
No. Okay, there you go. You've just been given the ticket for remaining in place after being forbidden.
Yeah. And then she also, on top of that, was being held at a correctional center on a $5,000 bond when she was rearrested and booked with battery of a corrections officer and resisting an officer by force or violence.
Wow, she's on a tear.
She's on a tear. She's really out of control.
You think this is the World Series girls who were like exposing their breasts?
No, I don't think this is like Golden Palace or anything like that.
You don't think this is some influencer who's just trying to get hers, and since there's no live TV to show off on anymore, she has to resort to newspapers.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
That really has hurt the live TV. Exhibitionists.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, what are they doing now?
they're
the industry that's damaged most by all of it.
Yeah.
Maybe Rob's right. Maybe that's where they've all gone. Now, without Major League Baseball to strip at, they're like, dude, they go to parks, airports. Mm-hmm. I mean, their venues have changed.
Yeah.
They have changed. And they're working. It's like when Anna Kournikova had to go back down to the minor leagues tennis to play to work her way back up because her game suffered so much when she was focusing
modeling more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's so this is what they're doing now. They were at the big leagues before, the true big leagues, like exposing their breasts behind the umpire at the World Series. And now they come to the point where it's like, we have to go where there's not even live TV. It's a lot just going to be hearsay from a lot of people. Mm-hmm. But we'll get back on that pony.
And it's not just in the United States where this is happening. There was an incident in Spain where a 41-year-old unidentified blonde woman was standing with her hands above her head. And she was completely nude on top of a police car.
Well, the New York Post is really putting in some hard work to find all the nude stories around the globe.
They're on top of it. What is another arrest?
They flaunt the law. Like, it's not good enough for them to be naked, but now they're assaulting police officers and jumping on top of their cars.
Well, in Spain, it might not be against the law to be naked in the first place, Danny.
Mm-hmm. So you got to go the extra step to get the attention.
Maybe you think it's on top of the police car. Yeah. All right. So that's another arrest for people that are just showing up naked and carrying on too much.
Danny, if you were going to do something naked in public to get noticed and you got one free pass at it, like, here's a card. You can do one crazy, ridiculous thing naked as long as it really counts. Mm-hmm. What would you do?
One freebie naked. Obviously, my socks are on.
Yeah, your socks only. Just socks, yeah.
Tube maybe socks and a beanie like this one.
Like dingy gray socks, right?
Yeah, dirty. Like white, one of them has a
washed
hole.
Washed a bunch of times, yeah.
Maybe like 80s tube socks with stripes.
Yep.
What activity am I doing?
Yeah.
To get noticed?
Yeah.
The socks are on your feet, Danny?
Oh, here we go. I'm riding a unicycle down the busiest street in town.
Yeah.
Can you ride a unicycle?
I can go a little ways, but I would learn. I'd practice.
Or you would learn out there where you're like jumping on and off the unicycle a bunch of times. And are you flipping people off or what are you doing? Or just minding your own business?
No, I'm waving and I have a crazy smile on my face.
Okay.
And the best part is that the seat is holding my genitals like in a beautiful display, right? All the stuff's right there. Right. Maybe I'd paint my member gold, although that might not.
Gold member?
Like, yeah, exactly.
Like the old Austin Powers movie?
Yeah. And the thing is, this isn't really that outrageous because they have those naked bike rides through all the major cities. Yeah. And I'm sure this happens like every year in those rides through like San Francisco and other places. So it's not really that outrageous, but it's the best I could think
of. You guys are cyclists. Okay. The naked cycling, does that present any problems?
Yeah, for sure. You're going to definitely squash a testicle or two.
It probably gets
or
some
three,
chafing.
If you have three.
Yeah.
Probably get some chafing. You're going to want to get some
Do you have to
butter.
Replace careful, the seat though. After that also?
Depends.
I mean, you could probably scrub it down because the seats are usually non-porous and they're either like a leather couch feel.
Maybe cover it with saran wrap or something.
Yeah, that's probably going to chafe even more.
I think so.
But you need to be careful when you sit down to lift your genitals up so you don't sit on them. Mm. And then
use like a shoehorn.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. This is the story that was made for this show because there is a zoo in Virginia and they are having an auction right now because they are trying to come up with a name for a baby sloth that was born earlier this month at the Virginia Zoo.
And are these people just getting on the internet? Are these people just getting on the internet? Have they not been paying attention?
I mean, but we are literally the guys who invented sloth terrarium, where we come up with ideas for things. Now, this is they need a name. They need people to come up with ideas for a name for a sloth. This is the true sloth terrarium.
Mm-hmm. And Slothy McSlothface is the definitely the most go-to. I think if somebody wants to do anything that's iconic and a throwback to everything that's ever been named by the internet over the last while, then it would be Slothy McSlothface.
Yes.
But
in honor of Bodie McBoatface. Mm-hmm.
Yes. But and all the other ones.
Tyson,
go
but
ahead.
This is not a contest to see who has the best name.
I know.
Name.
You have
this
to auction.
We have to buy the naming rights here for...
So you think we should raise money to buy the right... We should use our stimulus money? So,
well, right now, you could do it with your stimulus money. It's only
Awesome would that be?
$1,049 to buy the naming rights to...
When's the auction close?
the auction will end on April 21st, 2020. So
is there any rules?
Oh, like, you're right. Name.
Right. Like, could I name it like Long Dong Johnson or something? Or is there like rules?
Okay, so let me give you some of the rules. Okay. Please note, out of respect for those affected by COVID-19 pandemic, names related to the virus will not be accepted.
Okay, Long Dong Johnson's still in. Okay. What else?
Due to medical documents and record keeping, duplicate names at the zoo are prevented at all measures.
I bet Long Dong Johnson's still okay.
Names must not contain any racial, religious, or ethnic slurs, explicit language, obscene content, reference to alcohol, drugs, or illicit substances, or other unlawful, inappropriate, objectionable, or offensive content.
That's too much.
All names are subject to approval by the Virginia Zoo. So newsaf.news, the sloth, I think is on the table.
Should we do it?
I've got better things to spend this money on.
Yeah,
let's wait. No, but if we all pool it, it's only going to be a few hundred bucks each.
21st.
Dude. A few hundred bucks for a stupid sloth's name that they're probably going to reject.
A drop in the bucket, Danny, for an
adventurer like you. They are rejecting our name.
You're probably finding gold nuggets every single time you go out hiking.
Will they refund the money if they don't like your name?
I'm not sure. They might give it to the second highest bidder, maybe.
Yeah.
I just, they're going to reject News AF because they're not going to understand that AF stands for actual factual and people will be offended. Just because they're ignorant.
That's true. I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
Sloth AF could also be, but newsaf.news would be a great name for a sloth. Yeah, let me think.
This is so dumb.
What about
again,
sloth terrarium?
That would be
sure,
awesome.
Sure, but
it could just be terrarium, right?
Guys, they've created so many restrictions so that they can reject any name they don't like. They've made it possible to reject everything and anything. And so even if you wanted to name it Sloth Terrarium, they'd be like, that's a dumb name. It somehow does not meet our qualifications and we've rejected it.
But we've taken your money. Thank you very much.
Yeah, exactly. They're going to name it like Bob. They're going to name it something boring.
I already know what we're spending our stimulus money on.
What is it?
So let's see, Danny, you get $1,200 per spouse, so that's $2,400.
That's
right?
I don't think I'm getting that much.
You make over $150,000 a year.
No, I just don't. Once I see it in my, I already checked my account after reading that first story. It's not there yet.
Do you direct deposit? Do you pay your taxes through?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So here's you go. So $2,400 plus $500 per kid.
That's how much I'm going to get?
Yeah.
Okay,
so
awesome.
You're going to get $3,900. So you have to buy one gold chain for yourself at $3,900 exactly.
Mm-hmm.
No more, no less. Rob, you're going to be 24
two kids.
Plus 1,000, 34.
I have to buy two spouses.
24 is for you and Nicole.
Oh, we each get it's on household?
You each get... Each adult in the household gets $1,200.
Okay.
Mm.
And then you get $500 per kid.
Yeah.
So you got 24 plus 1,000.
I thought you were implying Danny
kids.
Has a second wife.
No.
Okay.
So you get $3,400. Mm-hmm. So you have to buy a $3,400 gold chain.
Yeah. One.
No more, no less.
Okay.
And then I am also going to get that same amount. And so next time, after we all have our stimulus, we'll get to show off our gold chains on News AF. My $3,400 gold chain, Rob's $3,400 gold chain, and Danny's $3,900 gold chain.
He'll put
That's
us all
be
to
baller,
shame.
Dude. He will put us all to shame.
It's dangerous to walk around with a $3,900 gold chain in these times.
No, but you can just say it's stainless steel.
You know what the best thing about robbing someone with a gold chain is? They've already given you the murder weapon. Just strangle them and take the necklace.
This is dark, Danny.
Jeez, bro. We're trying to have a light combo here. We're obviously not going to really buy gold chains, and you're turning it into like a murder thing?
Well, I'm just saying now is not the time to be walking around with gold chains while people are having a hard time putting food in their children's mouths.
Well, that's why it's a joke, bro.
I don't know if it's a joke, Tyson. Your love of gold chains is well documented.
Well, I do have a gold chain on right now.
Do you really have one? Hold on. I got to go to the video. Do you really have a gold chain on? Let me see.
Real gold chain with a lion head.
Danny, does that make you want to strangle Tyson?
Or does that it make chain you want to buy a gold not, chain?
That one's not strong enough. I need it's a $3,900 one.
It's a thin. I'm skinny, so I get thin chains.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. Then your neck can be accentuated.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right.
Very sensual.
This is a wild story, an Easter story to cover. Danny, did we get your take on Easter last week? Did you do an Easter rant?
No, but don't get me started. I really hated every minute of Easter.
Why? You don't like Jesus?
No, it's not about Jesus. I would prefer that it was about Jesus, which shows you how much I really am, just don't like Easter.
Yes.
What about a Passover celebration instead?
Oh, you know, at least those people are doing something that seems legit. It's like they're putting in the time and sacrifices. Meanwhile, everybody is for some reason celebrating a bunny. We asked our kids if they knew what Easter was about. They didn't have a clue. Yeah. They're like, the Easter bunny was born and he brings you eggs filled with money. I'm like, this is insane.
Mm-hmm. But that's the way it's going. Yeah. That's the way it's going.
Like,
because
it's like a Franken holiday.
Yeah,
it's
but like Danny, listen. Yes. Us, we always were told that it was about Jesus. Was it his birth or was it his death?
Yeah.
His death.
His resurrect, death and resurrection.
Resurrected and stuff like that. And this is just the new version of that, where it's now become the Easter bunny who is now being born and stuff. So that's the thing. These are always changing, and it's all, don't get left behind, Danny.
I would prefer every Easter to listen to the story of Jesus's death and resurrection, then have to go find plastic eggs, fill them with garbage, and then put garbage, hide basket, hide eggs,
buy
more stuff for my kids. It's like, dude, no more buying. I just had Valentine's Day, which I didn't volunteer to support. I also just had Christmas. It's like, why am I rather just to be like, hey, kid, here's the story of Jesus. Oh, good. We're done.
I'm
with
the
Easter.
Opposite.
We should all feel better.
I'm the opposite, Rob. And let me tell you why. In these times of quarantine, it gave us something fun and special and different to do. And we bought pre-stuffed eggs, so we didn't have to spend our time stuffing the eggs. So we just like could just like go out there with a t-shirt cannon filled with eggs instead and just be like across our backyard real quick.
Right.
Well, not everybody's living the outdoor TV life, okay? They can't afford pre-filled eggs. For the rest of us, they have to listen to their wife complain the night before Easter as they fill up all the eggs.
Yeah, but it's just a different complaint. Same day, different complaint.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm just telling you, I'm kind of like, this is getting out of control. Who cares about the eggs or the bunny? I seriously would rather stick to the religious, drab religious theme of Easter than buy into the commercialism of Easter.
But that story is so depressing.
No, not the,
well. It's
not
depressing
Easter.
Not if you're on your deathbed. Yeah. It's the best story you could hear.
That's true. I mean, or Easter, if you've, that's true.
Yeah,
I guess.
I mean,
so
it's a comeback story, Tyson.
It's the ultimate comeback story. But what I'm trying to say is, like, just getting out of control. The whole purchasing, like, my kids got toys. They got freaking a basket full of toys. Yeah. What did they do to earn that?
Yeah, I know. My kids were so bad on, like, they were up at like 5:30 in the morning. My wife had just got done screaming at them for an hour, and then they come out of the room of it being screamed at. It's like, okay, here's all your gifts and candy now. It was the worst mixed message they ever got. Again, much like I'm with you, Danny, in terms of these holidays where it was the free for all orgy of 10 minutes of like rummaging through the basket, finding the eggs, and then we're like breathless. It's over. Oh, now what? And now we're like crying. And Danny also, my kids got the worst board game that there is.
For
Easter. Danny, do you guys have Mousetrap?
No, we don't. I remember that game being so cool. And then when I saw it later in life, I was like, this game isn't that cool.
It's only 2 hours of setup for the most annoying thing. It takes you forever to get the mousetrap built. And then if anybody breathes on it, the whole contraption goes off. Yeah.
The other problem is that with Christmas and Easter, the original message And the other message we teach our kids, they're polar opposites. Mm-hmm. Like Jesus was the poorest dude ever. He had nothing, yet for his birth, we celebrate giving our kids everything. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's the same thing with Easter. It's like, here's a guy who was murdered. We're telling the story mm-hmm. about his murder. Yeah. Oh, by the way, let's celebrate that with some candied eggs and some in a basket full of toys. It's like, if you were a kid, you'd be like, what is going on here? In the morning, I learned about this guy who was murdered. But in the afternoon, I was given a tons of yeah. awesome stuff.
You're right. It is a bit of a Franken holiday. It's sort of been combined with the pagan ritual of spring.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the problem is that Christianity and paganism had like some interesting relationships in the Middle Ages mm-hmm. that gave us our modern day holidays.
Yeah.
And it's just like, dude, it's so confusing. Let's just pick one and run with it. But let's not try to pretend that we can do both.
Okay. All right.
There you go.
Well, let me tell you about our Easter story that got us here onto a classic Danny rant. Rack that for our best of 2020. Let's talk about a woman in Florida who was the culprit when a lot of people were complaining. And Danny, maybe you would like this better for celebrating Easter. People were opening their mailboxes and they were finding the said plastic eggs that you were talking about. But instead of being filled with candy, they were being filled with pornography.
A little treat for the adults mm-hmm. of the household. The problem was the wrong people opened them up.
Yes. So the neighbors, instead of appreciating the gift from the porn fairy or the porn bunny, in this case, the Playboy bunny, maybe, perhaps, they did not appreciate getting their plastic eggs filled with crumpled up porn.
Did they not, like, or was that. This just like the husband being like, oh, no, that is gross.
Well, I don't know. It seemed like they were people were not happy. The police were involved and they were on the lookout and they ended up arresting a older woman who was at the center of the porn distribution. I say she's an older woman. She's 42.
She's suffering from the quarantine. No hair.
Yeah. I wouldn't have guessed 42 from her mugshot. Yeah.
402.
Yeah.
She's a weird hairstyle going on there. Like, I don't know which part of her hair is real and which part is fake. One's gray. Half of it's gray. Half of it's blonde.
Right. So that's the woman at the center of the porn distribution Easter egg conspiracy.
I like what you said earlier, Rob. It's the same holiday, but the wrong bunny.
Yeah.
Doing the delivery.
The sheriff involved said our team did a great job of tracking this deranged offender down and taking her into custody. Her eggs contained not only pornographic images, but also non-threatening references to local churches and county buildings and other miscellaneous items.
Non-threatening?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure exactly what she's talking about, but she seemed to be here's pornographic material and then also references to local buildings. It's very confusing because when I look at the picture, I don't know if you have the article open, it doesn't look like that it is.
No, it looks like candy.
Yeah, it looks like there's like a package of like Fun Dip that's like crumpled up. It looks like it's like a package of something.
I'd like to see that opened. That doesn't look pornographic mm-hmm. at all.
Yeah. Tyson,
it looks like a fishy cracker.
Yeah, what was the message here?
I don't know. Was she just trying to ruin a holiday?
Maybe.
Like, it seems like a Danny Bryson type character, just like, I'm going to ruin every holiday that ever comes into existence because I'm sick of.
I'm not trying to ruin them.
Buying
I'm just
into
to
the
say,
corporate
let's figure
bullshit
them out.
And let the fat cats on the hill laugh all the way to the bank while we're buying Valentine's candy like a bunch of chumps.
Oh, that one does annoy me, though. So you did pick the one holiday that I am really annoyed with.
Yeah,
but
so
this one, it's like, all I'm saying is let's pick the message we're trying to send. I'm not saying get rid of it. Say, let's just go all bunny or all Jesus, but now let's not live in this weird world that we currently live in.
Yeah, perhaps maybe that she had some other message and she was like, hey, sex sells, Scott. Now that I have your attention. And then there was like some other message.
Would you like to invest in a strip club?
Yeah.
Is that what you think?
Yeah. Would you like to come to my real estate open house that I'm having on Tuesday? Hey, I can't get people's attention otherwise. I got to put some porn in here. Now that I have your attention in this egg.
Interesting.
You know, if this woman put as much effort into the, you know, other aspects of her life, she'd be super successful. She went around and distributed 400 pamphlets.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if those were all in eggs, but that's a lot of work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, okay. So, the residents also, in addition, so they would go outside and they would find in their mailbox, plastic Easter eggs, and some of them would contain different things. So some of them contained a crumpled up piece of paper with pornographic images. Others contained a cracker. One person got a sheet, one sheet of toilet paper, which is, you know, hard to come by right now, Danny. Powdered drink mix. And then also you could get the porn. So it really was like a true Easter piece, excitement of that you went outside and then opened it. Danny, would this have been received better for Halloween?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Pornography would have been better for Halloween?
Something more, I mean, trick depends. Or treat. What are you
yeah,
getting
this
here?
Is a trick. Yeah. Mm-hmm. By the way, that is a fishy house. Cracker.
Right.
I'm glad that she's giving out those crackers, unwrapped crackers. Something yeah. I'd eat for sure.
I think that the second I found an egg on my property that I knew was not placed there by me, I would be like, get the bomb robots over here to drive in and un-egg the egg so we can see what's inside, because I'm not touching
too.
That
I'm
thing.
Not touching yeah. that.
Okay.
Yeah. I would be like, step away. Everybody step away. Who has my address? Anybody that hates me, why would they do this? What are this? Is their reasoning? Yeah, for sure.
Okay. And then let's do one more story before we get to Danny's bolt hole. So of course that, and many top experts are recommending, people wear masks. If you go out now, some places it's even mandated. The New York Post today has a story about a woman who is wearing a mask featuring some sort of penises pattern. So she says she's doing it, and she's actually a Utah woman, Danny, so maybe you know her, maybe this is your neighbor. She says she's doing this to keep the covidiots away. Mindy Vincent tells the Post she actually credits her son who came up with this, and she calls them the C blocker to be able to help keep the bad stuff out. And she says that this is going to help keep people away. Back the F up. That's the intention.
The problem is.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell us the problem here, Dan.
Like, how much time is she spending out and about that she needs to make a mask with wieners on it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not supposed to be going out anyway. So,
yeah, but it gave her something to do, because it's like art classes. She's drawing penises. And then
the wieners are very graphic, too.
Yeah.
Are they like,
how come they are being blurred on this picture? They're super vascular.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
I think there's other ways to repel people with a mask design other than that. Like, imagine if you had like live or not live, but real octopus tentacles sewn onto the mask dangling
like
down.
One of the bad guys Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yep.
Yeah, I think so, too.
The thing I think with this, ideally, you don't want a mask that's a conversation starter.
No, and don't want a mask that requires me to lean in closer to see what it is that's on your mask.
Are those penises?
That's why the octopus tentacles are great, because they also put off an odor.
You're talking about legitimate decomposing.
Real, I said real octopus legs sewn onto.
Oh, that is so much more effective. Yes.
Slimy and wet. And she takes a mister around to keep them moist.
Hmm.
That would be effective. Yes.
Okay.
This Rob's right. This is just going about the wrong way. Like, everyone's going to want to talk to you about your unique mask, and then they're going to want to lean
People
in.
People are going to want to snap pictures. Right. People are going to be like, that's so
Can
great.
Can I get a selfie? Yeah, you don't want to give off a vibe when you're out and about that you are part of some bachelorette party that is walking around the supermarket.
This was a mask that was made to get attention, and it has worked.
Yes.
Because she is Danny, on the New York Post.
What should people have on their mask to keep? What pattern, short of getting actual tentacles?
I bet if all it said was I have COVID-19, that would work in big bold letters.
No.
Or okay, all right, you don't write that, you write I might have COVID-19, because that's that's why you wear masks. That's not alarming people. That's why you wear a mask. You wear a mask because you may be asymptomatic and you don't want to spread it. You don't wear a mask to keep yourself from getting it.
You put something like a swastika logo on
everybody's steering clear.
Okay, well,
but you're also going to get
some pictures here. I feel like that maybe we could crack this and come up with the next
something like
mask.
Real bigoted or homophobic or racist or something. Okay. Going to keep people away, because the second I see something like that, I'm like, this guy is a lunatic. I got to like give him a wide berth.
Other people from Benji Holder suggest, how about a Logan Paul face mask?
That would work. Okay, dude. Good. That's kind of like what I was saying.
No, it's not the same. Tyson, the problem is that it's such a divisive symbol that you're going to get other people who want to come up and get in your face
and punch you. Yeah, but. Yeah, that is true, because I am the opposite. I'm like, I got to get away from that guy immediately. And you're right, because like face tattoos, everybody steers clear of face tattoos, right? So maybe just get face tattoos.
Mm. Are there any other News AF inspired masks that we can come up? Maybe we could do like a whole line. Like, Danny, what about like property of Spirit Airlines?
Well, then you just think it was a defective face mask. Like, that is not working.
And it could look like the mask that comes down on the airplane.
Somebody said a Nickelback mask.
Nickelback
that
mask?
Plays Nickelback.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It plays Nickelback.
Yeah. 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 That was my own addition to the Nickelback mask.
Well, you and this commenter need to team up.
Well, he said Nickelback mask, but he could have meant a picture of Nickelback. But I'm just saying, picture this photograph every time it makes me laugh. What did Tommy do in school?
Yeah.
You're so good at singing that song. It's been a while since we've heard it, too.
It is good. I think I'm going to rewrite the Bolt Hole song to be a Nickelback, Nickelback cover.
Okay. All right. Speaking of the Bolt Hole song.
How about the mask? Hold on. I just thought of one, and it's Easter related. How about the mask says, ask me about Jesus? Or I'd like to talk to you about Jesus.
I don't know. I feel like that people that are, you know.
You're right. The older people, the most susceptible people would probably come up to you. So you're right. That's not a good one either.
You don't want a conversation starter. You want a conversation ender.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Spitball. Think about it. Okay. All right.
I know. Yes. No, let's do it. Here we go.
You got it, Tyson.
I got a mask. It just says something like it says your political affiliation, your religious affiliation.
No. Too controversial.
And,
it's going to.
You can get up in an argument with
somebody. You're just going to get in arguments. I don't know if there is a clear winner, because any image that's offensive to some is also going to bring conversation from others. So I don't know.
Yeah. Because I'm looking at stuff and I'm just like, do not talk to that person, because they've got a lot of shit that you do not want to hear. So steer clear.
You see, Ron in the chat says, ask me about CrossFit. No, no.
That's a spin and run.
But there are people.
But then you get a CrossFitter who's like, how many muscle ups can you do?
Yeah, how many tires can you flip? Like Tyson. Like, do you follow Tyson on Instagram? The guy's a big CrossFitter.
How many swinging medley pull-ups can you do? They're easier than regular pull-ups, but that's what makes them great.
Yeah. All right. Danny, are you ready? Do you have a Bolt Hole story this week?
I certainly do.
Okay. All right. So Danny is going to bring you the...
You're not
going to
ambush me with the song. Danny, just play the song.
I'm just... You're ambushing
guys,
me.
Guys, I got another mask idea. I got another mask idea. I got two of them. I have lice, or I have bed bugs, or both.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Those are probably the best so far. Because nobody wants to talk to you about those. At least the number of people who would is very small.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect.
Okay. All right. Danny, take it away.
No, I'm waiting.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yeah.
We spoke about swearing earlier, and I told you that was a good tie into the bolt hole.
And, yes, you did.
And my story is about one of the earliest known references to the F word, which was just uncovered. Yeah. And it's an interesting story, not just how it happened, but the way that the F word was used. So I guess in Scotland, of course, Scotland. Which, by the way, I lived in Scotland for a while. And at first, when I lived in Scotland, the only thing I understood from the Scottish were swear words. So it was, they're very skilled, all of them. It's something they learn from birth. But there is something called the Bannatyne Manuscripts, which is a compilation of poems by a guy named George Bannatyne. And I hope I'm saying his name right. And also this article is on Ars Technica. And he collected poems during the plague. So he was also under quarantine. And during his quarantine, he collected poems. And this is in 1568. And what he collected were a collection of poems. These things were called flighting. I think that's how you say it. Flighting. And flightings were like rap battles, according to this article. And he records a flighting between two locals at, I'm guessing, would be like a bar or something. Dunbar and Kennedy had a flighting or a rap battle. And as they were slinging insults at each other, one such insult was that the rival, the person Dunbar, said that Kennedy was drinking frog spawn from the waters of a rural pond. So he threw that down. And then someone came back with the phrase, one fuck it funling. And that's the first known reference. They spell it F-U-K-K-I-T, but it is one of the earliest known and properly used F-word references out there. And that's in 1500s. There is supposedly an earlier reference in the 1300s of the F-word, but I don't feel like that reference was used correctly. It's used in a name, whereas this guy used it as an insult, as it should be during a rap battle, which feels very appropriate.
Yeah.
So a bit of history there for those people who love history, and a little bit of swearing for those who love swearing. Something for everyone.
Tyson, could this be the pilot for a spinoff podcast where Danny explains the word origins of various obscenities?
Yeah, but how many obscenities would we have to go into? We'd have to go into obscenities of foreign languages eventually.
Of course.
As well.
Well, yeah, of course. That's what would make it the most fun. Remember, Tyson and I lived in Switzerland, a French speaking part of Switzerland. And I used to ask the people there, how do you swear in French? And the swear words were so complicated. Like, they weren't straightforward curse words. They were like really in-depth insults. And I'm like, those don't just roll off the tongue like the F word. And so they weren't as fun.
Yeah.
Tyson, do you think that you could do the trailer for the Danny Bryson Obscenity Origins podcast?
Yeah. Love swearing and history.
Perfect.
Then we've got a show for you. Come join us every week as Vascular D takes us down the history annals of each and every offensive word in not only English, but other languages as well. Ever wonder where the F word is derived from? What about shit? And just keep going down and down.
This
something
is,
like that. That was just off the top of my head.
This is a $10 million really Quibi show,
something.
Right?
Yeah. This
All
is.
Three of us travel the globe.
Traveling the world, being like, oh, here we found a manuscript with the F word
on it. Oh my gosh,
the
stone carving inside this Egyptian temple is super pornographic. There's probably a swear word in here somewhere.
I mean, we could even go down and even start exploring the first the first like graphically offensive material too. Like, here's a dong shaped Egyptian hieroglyph. Yeah. Here's a dong shaped petroglyph from 1200. Yeah.
I found this stone Easter egg filled with this ancient pornography, Danny. Come look.
See?
Actually, it would be a pretty good show. I mean, my parents would be disappointed, but...
But we'd be making that money.
We'd be making that sweet, sweet Quibi money. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The people could look at us.
So who knows anybody at Quibi? Get us in touch. Portrait. We've got the show. And is it rated MA, do you think? Probably, because we're going to use the words, right?
But if it's educational, is it TV MA?
Ooh, I don't know.
Is it TV anything on
the thing
Quibi?
Is, we're going to limit our audience if we... I feel like we'll limit our audience if we make it too mature.
Yeah. No, it definitely has to be immature.
Because kids wonder where words came from. My kids asked me just the other day, how does a word become a word?
Yeah. When I asked my mom what the F word meant when I was like 5 or 6, she forced me to say the real word to her. She was like, what word? And I was like, the F word. And she's like, you can say it. And I was like, no.
I tried to
I'm like, this is a trick. And I know you're tricking me, Mom. And the second it comes out my mouth, you're going to stick a bar of soap on my toothbrush and then scrub my mouth out. And she's like, no, just say it. I want to hear that you. And she's like, I was like, I will not. I will not. I know it's a trick. The F word, Mom. And then finally I did. And she was like, oh, well, that's just a very graphic and offensive way to say the word sex. And I was like, what's sex? And then she's like, well, it's when... No, I don't think...
Tyson, it's funny because I just had this conversation with my 7-year-old yesterday when he said that if someone on YouTube had said the S word, and I said, spell the S word for me. And he went, S-H-I. And then he did what you described. He looked at me. And I said, that's fine. Just spell it. I don't care. And he didn't believe me because then he said, N-E. I'm like, dude, no, that's shine. Yeah. I'm like, that's not what you think.
Shine isn't
no,
a word.
But he was doing what you just described. He thought he's like, my dad is tricking me, dude. He's luring me in to some kind of brutal punishment.
Just like,
I'm not falling for that old man.
He's been finding every excuse to put me in my room for the last 3 weeks, and this is just another one.
So he refused to spell it.
Danny is having an obscenity spelling bee at his house also.
Well, I did it with the F word. That's when he said he claimed the safe kid was in a, he was in a really hardcore search for the F word, like really curious what it was. And I was certain that they claimed they had seen it written on Minecraft. Someone had built a town or something and had written the F word.
Right. Yeah.
And, I tried to have them spell it and they again refused because they thought it was a parental trick. So this show would be for them. This is for the kids.
It's entrapment, Dad.
Yeah.
It is.
I'm falling for this again.
That's how I felt, dude. There was just something wrong with the situation. I smelled it from a mile away, and my mom ended up not even getting mad at me when I said the real F.
The problem is, as parents would get mad so often that it's hard for a kid to believe that a parent wouldn't get mad. It'd be like, nah, I've seen what's happening here a million times.
Yeah, I know exactly what happens.
Okay.
So... Well, hopefully you can trap him some other way so you can...
I'm working on all day long. I'm working on traps for my kids.
Kid traps. Okay. Danny, anything else you want to touch on this week?
No, I've touched all of us enough
over the last hour. Okay. All right. Anything big going on mediocre amateur?
Yeah, I'm trying. You know what? Quarantine shaming is working. I like want to go do stuff. But I feel like the mob will come after me if I go and do anything. So it's been really hard. I did something locally that is my next episode. But it's like to travel anywhere. I don't want to get yelled at. I don't know what the border of each state. Am I going to like stop by a barbed wire fencing and like have people ask for documents? So it's kind of hard.
That might come to it eventually. But you're doing your part, Danny.
I am doing my part, and it's not out of like a desire to be good, a socially responsible individual. I'm the other side of the coin where it's like, I'm not motivated by that.
You think it's all a hoax?
I'm motivated by the mob. Like, I'm afraid of the mob coming after me.
You think it's a hoax?
It's the public. It's Tyson's favorite method of control. Public shaming is working on
me. It's the only way that really truly works.
It does, and it's working.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so Danny's just going to be firing up the Loom Cube at his house.
Yeah, I'm thinking about buying one.
Amateur content. Yeah. Yeah.
Good.
All right. And Tyson, what about you?
What do you mean?
What do you have coming up?
I got a new mountain bike, so I'll probably start doing that.
Nice. Hey, what kind?
I'm going to start doing... I got a Breezer, a steel Breezer again. I sold my Yeti. But I got the updated version of that. Mm-hmm. All brand new.
I hate my mountain bike.
So I'm... You hate it?
Just like it's outdated.
It's old. Yeah, get a new one.
I want to, but they're thousands and thousands of dollars. And I haven't gotten that stimulus check yet. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm getting full suspension, Tyson. I can't take beating of a steel frame with a crappy front fork anymore. Too old for that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Fine. Well, you should call somebody up at the bike shop and talk about Yetis with them if you want with your stimulus cash. Anyways, I got that, so I'll probably do that. I put a poll out on Twitter about what content people wanted to see.
Oh,
and
what'd they say?
Nature with Tyson. Nature with Tyson is winning by a large margin.
Hmm.
So I guess I'm going to do more Nature with Tyson. I did see a rattlesnake behind my fence. I was looking over my fence down at
it. That was a big rattlesnake, too. A nasty looking guy.
Delicious. And then I killed a black widow at my house yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Do you live in Australia?
Nature with Tyson sounds like it's going to be lit.
And I stomped a scorpion that was on my neighbor's front porch.
This is kind of like Faces of Death with Tyson.
And I'm like the neighborhood hero.
Yeah.
Like anytime somebody's like, like the rattlesnake was actually behind my neighbor's fence, but I share a property line with
him. You're the modern day Steve Irwin.
Yeah. And he was like, here's a rattlesnake. So I went over and it was like right over, and our fence on our backside is only like a foot high. And then it's like iron. So this snake could have easily gotten in the backyard. So I went out there with a shovel.
I don't know. And some snakes are protected, so be careful what you say next.
No. Okay. I went out with a shovel, and I pushed it and spooked it away from the neighbor's fence up the hill so that it was away, so it was safer for the snake and safer for us.
Everybody wins.
Mm-hmm.
The black widow I did euthanize, though. It was better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was on my house in a crevice. So anyways, and the scorpions too, all the neighbors are like, Tyson, he's the guy to get over
here. So dangerous.
So, yeah.
So you're like the neighborhood exterminator?
Not even just the adventure guy.
Adventure guy.
Like everybody's just like, Tyson, you've done it all. And I was like, I'm not going to lie. I have.
You've done it all. You have lived or you have spent time in places with lots of venomous creatures. So you do have experience. Yeah.
Danny, could you?
Yeah, and I know how. I usually know like a rattlesnake can only strike like 2 or 3 feet. So you can really
get we've seen it in action, Tyson. Remember when that one struck at me after you scared it?
Struck at your feet. Yeah.
He didn't go very
Yeah, that was great.
Could you do the trailer for Nature with Tyson? Coming to Instagram?
Quibi, this week on Quibi, follow Tyson Apostle as he wanders the neighborhood, protecting it from venomous creatures, rattlesnakes, scorpions, black widows, and women handing out pornography-filled eggs. He keeps them all safe at night, and people sleep better knowing that he's there. He's Tyson. And then Tyson, like, folds his arm on the porch, you know?
Oh, I thought it was going to be me hiding behind like a garbage can opening and looking at the pornography.
No, that happened while I was doing the description. But at the very end, like arm folded, like, I'm here to protect you. Nothing gets past me type of a stance.
Does he have a helmet with a Loom Cube on it, Danny?
Oh, yeah, dude. He's got two. Well, they have the Loom Cubes. He's got two on his chest like this, like headlights. Because that's what you need to see the scorpions, right, Tyson? Like,
black lights.
So that's necessary. That's part of his kit.
Okay.
Watch it.
Sounds like we got two new show ideas. We had one last week as well. So now we've got three show ideas for Quibi. That means that what's 3 divided by $1.7 billion?
I'm only asking for $10 million for my show. I'm being reasonable.
That's good.
Doing it on a budget.
Very generous. Yes.
Very understanding. All right. So follow @TysonApostle and @DannyBryson. Anything else?
No.
I don't think so. All right. I think that's it. We'll see you next week.
All right, fun show. Well, yeah. We'll see you guys next week for more News AF. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.